there's the other kind of genres that are present in today's culture, and we can seamlessly move between those different genres. And then there's the presence of the melodic instruments, the flute and the clarinet, the more rhythmic-based instruments, piano, bass, and electric guitar, and then the possibilities of inverting those expectations. We've played several pieces where composers have given the double bass the main melodic line, and maybe flute and clarinet have a rhythmic groove. Or in the case of Sean Fryer's piece that we'll be performing at ISU on the Red Note Festival, that's kind of our big piece. It's called Before and After by Sean Fryer. Specifically with the electric guitar, but different pairs of instruments. If you have, say, flute in a low register and a single piano line, let's say, single notes, no chords, playing a melody exactly together, or clarinet in its highest register with electric guitar piercing chords together, he explores a lot of those different combinations, and I haven't done the math, but I suppose there are dozens of 2, 3, and 4 instrument combinations, and 5 present within the ensemble that all have distinct timbres.
There are various audiences for various kinds of classical music in the world and in this nation. A lot of it tends to be fairly chestnut-oriented, tied to stuff that was composed decades or even centuries ago. How do you find new audiences for works that are less comfortable and less familiar in sound?
We're based in New York City, and there's been a long tradition in New York, but also elsewhere, of audiences trusting the presenter and trusting the kind of the prestige of the venue or the training of the artists, and are looking for something unfamiliar, kind of the serendipity of discovering a new compositional voice or a new sound. And those audiences tend to be enthusiastic about what we do, and they tend to come back. And I will say that the new music being written in the last 15 years, at least a lot of the music that we've played, it's vibrant. It's, yes, it's unfamiliar, but it has a lot to latch on to. And it's music of our time, and a lot of audiences are excited to be a part of history in that way. Much as audiences have been a part of the premieres of new works for 300 years or more.
What does music of our time sound like? What are its characteristics as music of Beethoven's time or music of Mozart's time or music of Howard Hanson or Aaron Copland's time were at their times new music?
Well, that's a pretty big question to answer succinctly, but I can just speak to our own music, and I would say that first of all those composers you mentioned and hundreds of others are a part of the language that we speak. There's really nothing new under the sun, as they say, and the composers who work with us have all studied the works of the past, and they can't help but being influenced by some of those sounds. I would say in the case of Now Ensemble, we're particularly probably connected to a lot of American composers' sounds. So you mentioned Copland. There's that kind of spaciousness present in our music. There's also the rhythmic drive and the some of the concept of repeated cells of music that come out of minimalism, but we are absolutely not a minimalist group. There was a kind of post-minimalism era, and I'm not quite sure if we're still in it or not, but kind of composers that were influenced by the minimalist composers, and I'm thinking specifically of Bang on a Can and a lot of what Eighth Blackbird does, to a certain extent So Percussion, and I think we were kind of in that category. However, we've been around long enough that I think that our initial sound, which was kind of firmly in that post-minimalist camp, has evolved, and we're playing music in a lot of different styles. Which style will kind of come to define this era, I think the jury's still out on that. We kind of need time to pass for that to be determined. But I would say that the kind of school that we've kind of grew out of was specifically connected to Princeton University, which has a leading composition program, and two of the three composers in our ensemble went through that program, and all three composers whose works will be playing at ISU went through that program. And I think there is a certain approach. I would say the electric guitar features prominently in that school of composition, a rhythmic drive, focusing on timbre. Our role is to get the music out there and to record it and to play it repeatedly, and some of it will fall by the wayside and some of it will become canonic, and there's a whole gray area in between.
To one of the works you'll be playing at Illinois State University. Would you familiarize us with another and tell us about it?
Sure. We're playing two short pieces, one by Gabriella Smith called The Tide Is in Our Veins, and then another piece by Andrea Mazzariello called Trust Fall. Trust Fall is tonally based. It's probably one of the more minimalist kinds of pieces that we play. It has an expansive middle section that repeats over and over again the same material over 5 or 6 minutes, which is kind of like a Philip Glass moment in a way.
Michael Mizrahi is a pianist and managing director of Now Ensemble. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.